All right. Hi, my name is Mariah. Thank you for letting me interview you, and I'm excited to learn about your home country. It is Thursday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. Today I am here with Carmen from Mexico, and I'm going to learn about her home country. I have a few questions. What is the name of your city that you're living in right now?
Well, it's I'm living in a small town, but the state is Zacatecas. It's a state of Mexico.
Okay. Tell me about your childhood. Did you grow up in Mexico?
Yes. Born in here. In a small town. It's a really, really small town, but it's so beautiful. And the weather is perfect, and the people are very nice in here.
Okay, did you go to school there?
Yes. All my childhood was in here. Well, I'm right now in my town. But everything, all my childhood was in here. And it's just perfect because all the people are very kind, and it's different to live in a small town versus city. It's completely different.
Is it more like home-like and like friendly than if you were in a big town?
More friendly. More friendly. Everybody say hi every day, every morning, or like good morning, good afternoon. It depends on that where you go out, but a very friendly town.
That's awesome. So what brought you to TCC? Like, why did you decide to come to TCC and study here?
Because I want to show my daughters everything is possible. After too many years to live in USA, I'm very excited to go to TCC because I'm not young anymore. And I was working in USA for 26 years.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And all the years I was working almost all the time, like 10, 12 hours, sometimes 14 hours, 7 days a week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's a lot of hours per day. Like, that's almost a full day.
Yes.
So what were you doing before you chose to go to TCC?
I was hair styling, cosmetology, and barber, but my body started get worse, and that's why I left my job. Also, because my daughter is graduate, and it's just like, it's my turn to do something else.
Yeah.
And because it's my dream to speak English to like normal people in USA. And that's why I am there.
Awesome. Okay, so what are you studying at TCC?
ESL classes.
Okay, so that's sign language, correct?
It's learning English.
Oh, okay.
It's speak, writing, reading, speak, and listening.
Okay, that's cool. So what is your plan after you get your degree?
Well, I have too many dreams. I hope I find a good career for me because I'm not decide what I want to be because I want to be many things.
Yeah. So do most of your family live in Mexico or do some of them live here in the U.S.?
Well, I have four brothers and they live in Tulsa and three sisters. They live in Tulsa too.
Okay.
And in Mexico, I have three brothers and two sisters. We are all together 13.
Wow. That's awesome. So you said that you have a daughter. Is she graduating from the U.S. schools or from Mexico?
No, in USA, she have a like 2 degrees. She's a graphic design, and also she has a license for a realtor.
Okay.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Hey.
Do you plan to stay in the U.S. after you come back here? I know you're at home right now.
Yes, I prefer. Well, I love Mexico because it's completely beautiful. The weather, the people, and everything. Also, I'm not working here. It's just beautiful. And there is just a little more stress in there. But I need to back because I want to do something else in my life. I have many goals.
That's awesome. What was the hardest thing about moving from Mexico to the U.S.?
English, the language.
Yeah, I bet it is. I mean, I don't speak any other languages, and I'd love to learn new languages, but
it's like a completely different world.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Beautiful, but you meet different people, and it's great to know their kind of culture.
Yeah, I bet the culture is completely different.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I have to find all my questions. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Take your time.
Have you gone to any other colleges, or have you only attended TCC as a college?
Only TCC. Okay. And the teachers and the people are very nice. So all my classmates are great, awesome people. I love them.
What campus are you at?
It's new. I'm the oldest, I think, in there. But it's just like, I feel like it's my family.
Oh, yeah.
Because what they feel in a, I'm very behind of them because there are very young people and they know like too many technology. Also, they know more English.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just like, wow. But they want to be there one day.
Yeah. So you said that you're one of the ones that is older in the class?
I am the older in the class.
Okay. What is that like? Does it feel like you're more of like a mom in that class, or do you feel like they're more of your friend?
Both. Because I feel like my daughter is there, you know, because they have the same age.
Yeah.
And also, they feel like I'm the mom and the friend too.
Okay. This is just a fun question. What is your favorite food that's in America?
What is my favorite food?
Yeah.
Well, I love enchiladas.
Sounds good. Do you have a favorite teacher that teaches your classes?
Well, that's a very hard question because all my teachers are very kind, and I can't answer the question really because I love them and they are so smart and they try to help us very hard. Mm-hmm. And they have different different way to teach us because they know how we feel about English.
Yeah.
And how hard it is.
I cannot imagine how hard it is to learn English.
Really? It is.
Is there anything that has happened in your life to form who you are today?
Everything. But the most important is my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always have a dream and to have a place to live for her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was working hard. And now it's just like everything is different for her and for me because she is already working.
Yeah.
And But I pass for too many bad things because it's hard in there to work with some people very mean with me, and because some people are special people, you know, too much discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't speak the English, it's hard.
Yeah, I'm sure. Your daughter seems very important to you.
Yes, that's the most important in my life.
If you're okay with sharing, how old is she?
23.
Awesome. What is one thing that you can teach me about your home country?
Let me see. Well, in here, I feel like everybody is a family.
Everybody's a family.
Yes. In my town, if I go walk in the street and I find somebody, I just sometimes I hug, or, you know, because we know the people, how they live and how they are. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
That sounds awesome. I love that, like, type of surrounding. I'd love to visit someday.
You like to come with me, you are very welcome.
That would be awesome. Maybe we can stay in touch.
Sure. That could be too very awesome, great, if you like to do that.
Yeah. What made you choose TCC? Like, did you look at other colleges before, or?
Well, it's going to sound very funny because I was trying to find the better school for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, I just realized my friend, she want to go TCC, but she cannot do it because she worked very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And she don't have time. And she sent me the information about the TCC. And I just I told my daughter, oh, baby, look this information. And she signed up for me and called the person who is in from of the program.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, I was I was applying for to be a student. It was really fast, and in the moment I cannot believe it because it's completely different about everything. It's like a normal student. 9 to 2:20, too many hours for me. It's just like, wow, it's great.
So
because I want to.
No, go ahead. What were you saying? Sorry.
No, that's fine. Go ahead. You have next question.
No, it was what you were saying. So, what does the class look like? So you were saying 9 to 2:30. Is that what you do?
Yes.
Okay. So that's how long you're in class, is from 9 to 2:30. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So do you get breaks or anything during that time?
Can you repeat that question? I'm sorry, I can hear you very well.
Do you get breaks during that time?
Great. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not really good grades, but I try my best. I'm still learning.
Yeah. So you're back home right now. So are you on break for school, or are you just zooming in for your classes?
I'm zooming back right now, but I want to go back. I don't like to be in Zoom. I like to be better in person.
Yeah.
But I have some personal stuff to do.
Oh, yeah.
I need to do. Yeah, but I hope I finish next week.
Well, hopefully you can come back and not have to be on Zoom anymore.
No, thank you.
What, I'm trying to figure out how to word this question. Were you living in the U.S. before you chose to come to TCC, or did you come to the U.S. because of TCC?
No, sweetie, I was before.
Okay.
I'm being in USA for 26 years.
Okay. Yes, I remember you saying that. I just wasn't for sure, so I wanted to ask that question.
Yes.
So you were working before. Are you still working?
No, right now, because I want to take my time to study.
Yeah.
My daughter, who is the person who supports everything right now, and she just told me it's a true mom. She's a good daughter. I'm single mom.
She sounds amazing.
Yes, she is.
She's taking care of her mama.
Yes.
Yes, I love that. Do you have any close friends now out of your class that you've made?
Yes, I think, well, I feel like all, but I have three more close to me. They are younger.
Oh, yeah.
Like at 20, 25, and 28. Yes.
That's, they're keeping you, they're keeping you young.
Yes. And fun.
Yeah. It's always good to have fun. What are the culture differences when it comes to like holidays and stuff and food and music? I'm interested to know about that.
Well, in music, I think it's completely different. Mm-hmm. In music, it's like more fun in here, in my country, and everybody is singing and dancing, hug, and sometimes drink. And like food, everybody bring food. It's a lot of food, different kind of food. It's just pretty fun. And what else do you say?
Holidays.
In holidays, well, we celebrate too many holidays, but almost every Saturday and Sunday is a holiday for us.
Oh, awesome.
Like old party, yeah.
So you do like parties and stuff on Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, it's like, yes. We have a small party, reunion with the family.
That's awesome. So you're very close with your family.
Yes, I love my family, yes.
That's good. Is there anything that you want to share with me about your country that maybe we haven't talked about yet that would maybe just give me some more information?
Well, about my... let me tell you about my town.
Okay.
My town is everything like healthy food, organic. You can have everything in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really good because the people is less sick. And I like that. And also it's more quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's less stress. It's very beautiful.
That's awesome. That's really cool to think of. Like, here you have to go to the store and everything's usually like processed or not super fresh, but that's awesome. I would love that. That'd be so cool.
Yes. Well, here in every corner is a small store. It's fun. You don't need to go far away.
Yeah. So is it like, if, I mean, here we call them like supermarkets. Is that kind of the style of store it is?
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. I need like one more question.
That's fine.
I think I'm just gonna call it right there. I'm just gonna turn the recording off.